Back at the gas station, you realize people want this solved. Anthony Ococo voted for the president.
I might go Republican. The way things are going, something's got to be done.
If you think phase one of the launch phase, COVID-19 was bad, the artificial cutting off of the world energy supply is a death sentence to hundreds of millions, and it is a poverty sentence for another billion people or so, and that's in the numbers.
At this pivotal moment, I see several priorities for the global agenda. We must revitalize the global economy and accelerate its transition to net zero.
Last month, we announced a $5 billion investment to build out a nationwide electric vehicle charging network so that people from rural to suburban to urban communities can all benefit from the gas savings of driving an EV.
We're going to see gas prices likely increase. What is the thinking within your caucus about how to deal with that issue?
Yeah, that issue hasn't come up.
Yeah, that issue hasn't come up.
We have to move to clean energy solutions with great accelerating.
But a clean conscience is worth a buck or two. I'm willing to pay $4 a gallon. Hell, I'll pay $15 a gallon because I drive a Tesla.
We should be investing right here at home in renewable energy technologies. We should be weaning ourselves of fossil fuels.
The spectacle of Biden publicly asking Saudi Arabia to increase output, publicly asking Venezuela to increase output, and then blocking all new oil leases on public land and most of the other leases, and shutting down several thousand pipeline spurs, including the Keystone pipeline. A foreign army couldn't shut our power off like this.
It's simply not true that my administration or policies are holding back domestic energy production. That's simply not true.
One of the biggest changes that we've seen between the Trump administration and the Biden administration is the volume of regulations that are now on the table. President Trump was correct. Mm. He wanted to dramatically reduce the number of regulations on the books, that would actually provide greater autonomy and freedom for these companies and for the American people. Biden's doing the exact opposite, and it's even worse than that.
Yeah.
He's looking to have mission creep, so if there's a traditional authority that the EPA operates, he wants the Federal Reserve to get involved, he wants HHS involved, the Securities and Exchange Commission. That's not how our constitutional system works.
There are 9,000 approved drilling permits that are not being used. So the suggestion that we are not allowing companies to drill is inaccurate. The suggestion that that is what is hindering or preventing gas prices to come down is inaccurate.
That accusation is a complete red herring, and it's really a distraction from the fact that this administration has paused leasing on federal lands, something that we're concerned about and something that we think needs to continue right away. The fact is that industry is producing at a higher level on existing leases on federal lands than in the last 20 years. And these leases take many years to explore, to develop, and to produce on.
It's not truthful, right? And it's not truthful at all. From day one, this administration has been hell-bent with their anti-American energy holy war to shut down the production of American energy. She knows that, right? It's delaying leases. Look, you can get a lease and then they delay the permits for you to be able to do seismic and do work on it. In Alaska, they delay the ability to get a permit for an ice road, which is how we go and do exploration on these leases. They've shut that down. They've tried to kill pipelines. Day one, you saw Biden said he wasn't going to produce on energy on ANWR, even though it's in the law that he has to do it, says shall. And then you guys got people like John Kerry and Gina McCarthy going around to the American financial community saying don't invest in American energy. So day one, they have been focused on killing the production of American energy.
Phase one is to release the virus, lock down society, destroy supply chains, introduce the idea of a global digital ID as a vaccine passport, so they can then have a war and cyber attacks and then bring down the world currency and blame COVID and the war for it, but offer everyone a universal basic income to survive on the new digital currency as the other currencies fail.
Brain force in the liquid form is even superior than the old brain force capsules. This is a great product. I used it when I worked as a correspondent in InfoWars. That's kind of when I discovered it. I've never been without it. And the reason I like it is it doesn't give you that jumpy, ramped up feeling that ephedrine does and all the products that include some form of ephedrine. You can take this stuff, you can get a burst of energy to write a column or to create a video or to do whatever work you have to do. And then you can sleep. Your brain doesn't bounce around like a BB in a boxcar. So I highly recommend BrainForce. I really like the new liquid formula. I find it superior because the absorption is immediate and it works. It's a subtle lift. You don't feel jolted, but now you felt too tired to write that email or to record that video. Now suddenly you've got not only the creative energy, but the physical energy. So I can't say enough about this product. And Alex, I'm not compensated to say any of this. So no, we don't have some secret deal where Stone will plug our products. No, I'm saying this because it's true and for no other reason. And also, I
got to interrupt you. I have plenty of time next hour, but it's funny you raised this. Last time you just brought up off air how much you liked one of the products and the iodine. And then I said, well, you ought to say that on air. So we came back and you said it. They made a huge, like it was a scandal. You promoted the iodine product.
They tried to say that I'm somehow selling quackery. Iodine is indisputably extremely valuable in terms of boosting natural immunity. There's no dispute about that. All I was pointing out was that the iodine product sold at InfoWars is of the highest quality. I mean, I bought iodine down at, you know, the vitamin shop, and I've ordered it on Amazon, as much as I hate giving Jeff Bezos a penny, but it's not of the quality that you can get at InfoWars. That's all I was saying. They make it sound like this is some kind of hucksterism or that I'm somehow compensated to push these products. No, I said it because I'd just gotten over the Chinese virus, and I was at the point where all I had left was this nagging cough, thanks to ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. I had a quick recovery. That'll ensure that were banned everywhere, just that I mentioned those. And I talked about the quality of the product. It's a joke.
Rarely are people confronted or presented with a real 360 win or a non-zero-sum game. But I can tell you, getting high-quality, storable food from the top company in the United States that's ready to ship to you is a 360 win. We are in a total inflationary environment for the next 5-10 years, in my view. The globalists are devaluing all the major world currencies. Well, how do you get ahead of that? Well, you can buy real estate, but still you got to pay property taxes on that. There's a lot of problems. It's not easy to offload. But with things like high-quality, storable food that's packaged very, very well, that lasts more than a decade, it's insurance you can eat. And by buying food now, you get around the inflation because, again, the food doesn't cost more in the future. My Patriot Supply is the biggest company in the U.S. after only 15 years in business because of great quality and very low prices ready to ship. And when you go to preparewithalex.com, a subdomain of InfoWarsStore.com, you will find their full selection at the lowest prices anywhere out there. And that then also supports the broadcast. So you're getting high quality storable food at a very low price, ready to ship to you. You're funding InfoWars. You're keeping us on the air. You're getting insurance you can eat. And you, again, are getting it early, so you beat inflation. A true 360 win. On the preparedness checklist, having high-quality, storable food is right up there at the top with self-defense, water, and transportation. So take care of that box now as the world goes into this deepening Great Reset crisis. Fund the info war, beat inflation all at one spot. PrepareWithAlex.com or 888-253-3139. Again, PrepareWithAlex.com is a subdomain of InfoWarsStore.com. By visiting that, you go right to the page with the best deals on high-quality, storable food ready to ship.